All right, Alexander, let's talk about Hunter Biden. I sent you a video of an interview of Rudy Giuliani on Louder with Crowder, with Stephen Crowder. At the time that I sent it to you, it had around 500,000 plus views. Very well-received interview, and for good reason, because Giuliani just lays it all out on the table as far as what happened with this computer repairman, with this hard disk that he has, with the absolute corruption of Hunter Biden. And I think people say possibly, but I think you have to be a fool to not believe that Joe Biden wasn't running this entire grift. But I wrote a couple of things real quick from the Giuliani interview, and I'll put a link for that video down below as well so people can check it out. It's a great interview. Maybe how long? Maybe like 10 minutes?
It's about 10 minutes. Yeah. I mean, the video, the entire video is 17 minutes long, but okay. The actual part of it that deals with the issues is about 10 minutes long because they talk about a few other things too, including the town hall meetings.
Okay, so here are the quick bullet points that I got out of it. And they really talked a lot. Giuliani really was very transparent.
He always is, actually. I mean, he is very, very clear and very structured in his replies. Humorous, but very structured. You can see what a good lawyer he is, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So he said that, and these are in no particular order of the video, the sequence of the video. He said that the computer repairman, this guy, has the receipt with Hunter Biden's signature.
Yes.
And he has corroborated that signature. In other words, Hunter Biden did go to that shop, did give, from what I understand, 3 laptops, and they were water damaged, and he signed the receipt of the shop.
Yeah.
And they have his signature. Rudy Giuliani actually called Fox News, and Tucker Carlson confirmed that Fox News has seen the hard drive, and they confirm it is 100% without a shadow of a doubt. Tucker Carlson was definitive, 100% without a shadow of a doubt, that hard drive and those computers belong to Hunter Biden. He says there is 0 doubt about that. Rudy Giuliani said, this is probably the best part, he said that the lawyer of Biden's, I don't know if it was Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, I think it was actually Joe Biden's lawyer, called Rudy Giuliani and asked for that hard drive and those laptops.
Yeah.
Incredible. And Giuliani has that documented as well. The FBI took possession of the MacBooks at first, and they sat on it. They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's also confirmed. The repairman can positively identify Hunter Biden. In other words, we have an eyewitness identification of Hunter Biden. He knew who he was. We also have that Giuliani said the dates of the emails, he's gone through them. He says all the dates line up with events that took place.
Yes.
Giuliani has personally verified everything as well. I'm sure he's an excellent researcher and knows how to verify information and double check things. And we also have news, and this is out of Zero Hedge, that we now have, and actually Laura Ingraham also mentioned it, we now also have a person who was associated with Devin Archer and Hunter Biden, who has also corroborated the stories and the documentation on that laptop, especially with regards to China. In other words, he's released different documentation that supports the documentation on the hard drive that Giuliani has. And finally, Alexander, Giuliani makes the point that there are so many photos, so many videos of Hunter Biden, along with the emails, that he says it could not possibly be the computer of anybody else, because as all the photos are there, they're authentic. They are photos of Hunter Biden, personal photos, fun photos, crazy photos, you name it. Finally, Alexander, I'm just going to leave you with one thought. People ask Hunter Biden, why was he that stupid? He just left his computer there and didn't take possession of it. And the repairman has a right by law to take possession of it after 90 days. And I say, yes, he took the computers there. He forgot about him. He's a super rich guy. He probably said, you know what? I'm going to buy other computers. I don't care anymore. And on top of that, and I'm not going to be mean, the guy was drugged out, and he probably has no idea what the hell was happening to him. Yeah. Because I'm sorry to say, guys, crackheads, they do these types of things.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, I mean, I all of your points entirely right. I mean, personally, I have no doubt at all that these are genuine. This laptop is genuine. By the way, Giuliani actually showed us the hard drive that he has. So that's really quite very, very interesting. As you said, three laptops. Now, this is the way I've understood this. Hunter Biden, and it was Hunter Biden himself, took these laptops, these water-damaged laptops, to this computer repairman. He then signed a contract which says that unless they are collected within 90 days, they become the computer repairman's property. So there has been some suggestion that this information is hacked or stolen in some way. It is not hacked or stolen, because it has been extracted from a computer, from laptops, by our friends in Moscow. It has not been, hacked or stolen by our friends in Moscow. In fact, our friends in Moscow have nothing to do with this issue. The laptop belongs to the computer repairman, and they have been extracted from that computer with his permission. He is entitled to see what is in his own laptop. It is his laptop now, not Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, what makes this all particularly bizarre and really ludicrous is this incident, which you said with the lawyer, which I found absolutely completely and preposterously comical, which is when apparently this whole business exploded. I'm not sure which lawyer it was, but it might have been Joe's, it might have been Hunter's lawyer. But whichever day it was, when this whole thing exploded, the lawyer telephoned and emailed. Now, not, I think, Giuliani, but the computer repairman, to ask him, please return the laptops. So that, I think, puts the whole question conclusively and beyond doubt. These are Hunter Biden's laptops. He deposited them with this computer repairman, and there's not been a hack. The information in that laptop has been removed entirely legally by the laptop's owner, or by people authorized by the owner to remove them. And our friends in Moscow have nothing to do with this. The Russians are not involved in this in any way whatsoever. And of course, it's perfectly true that Giuliani, who knows an awful lot more about Hunter Biden's activities and Joe Biden's activities than any of us do, has been able to verify many of the details, because he's able to go through the various information in the laptop, see when the emails happened, check up on the email trains, compare dates, compare with documents that he already has, and he's been able to see that everything, you know, matches up. But as he also said, he now knows an awful lot more from these emails that he did previously, and he's been able to corroborate a lot of things that he suspected but couldn't prove. He now has the documentary proof, because it is all there in the emails. Now, that is scratching the surface of this, because, of course, all sorts of extraordinary new things are coming out. There were some remarkable figures being thrown around by Giuliani. He mentioned that Bidens, and by the way, I should say something else. He said, this is Giuliani's words, that the contents of the emails prove that money that was paid to Hunter Biden, or nominally paid to Hunter Biden, was then directed to Joe Biden. I mean, he said that clearly. He said that this explains why Joe Biden has become such a wealthy man who owns multiple properties. But some of the figures that were mentioned were astonishing. So Russia, they got $3.5 million from Buratina, who is the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. They apparently extracted $20 million from Ukraine. $20 million. Not $50,000. $20 million. Now, I think I got this right. But he said it very quickly. I think he was talking about $500 million from Iraq. Yeah. And I think it was over $1 billion from China. Now, I'm not in a position to verify or corroborate those figures, but that was what I understood Giuliani to say. He said it very quickly, and I think he meant to say it very quickly, but those were, that's the kind of numbers he was quoting. The Iraq thing, by the way, is new. I mean, I had not appreciated that that had been going on in Iraq. Iraq has never featured up to now. But that is the scale of the figures that we're talking about. He also said that the Democrats have been hiding about the fact that the meeting between Mr. Vadim Pozharsky and Joe Biden is not on the official register. Well, apparently there have been several other meetings which can be tracked from these emails, which would also not be on official registers. They happen in other places and in other formats, and they're deliberately kept off official registers for reasons which I think, given that this is a bribery scandal, that's again Giuliani's words, not mine, is completely understandable. And he also mentioned that Vadim Pozharsky, who is described as a consultant in Burisma Holdings, is in fact the number two executive in Burisma Holdings. So we're talking about a very, very, very senior person in Burisma Holdings. But perhaps the most extraordinary and disturbing thing of all, and we're now getting all kinds of corroboration from this, about this, from other people, and it's also been further featured in the New York Post, is that apparently one of the people that the Bidens got very, very close to is a senior official in China, who is known to be connected to Chinese intelligence, and who was quite obviously maneuvering the Bidens into a situation where they would be compromised and where the Chinese would be able to practice extortion on them. So just take a step back and think about this. Now, that's all about the finance and the corruption, which is obviously on a, you know, gargantuan scale. I'm afraid there is something else. Alex was talking about the fact that there are lots of photographs. I haven't seen any of these photographs, not even the one that's been mentioned. But there are lots of hints that these photographs and perhaps videos involve, shall we say, sexual activities, which we need to be careful about.
You want me to read you the tweet, just so you can go off on that? Yes. And yes. This comes from One American Network. I pulled up the tweet because I know you were going to mention this.
Yes.
And then you can discuss it a little bit further.
Yes.
And this is what the reporter Chanel Rian, she's actually the White House correspondent. I'm sure people are familiar with her if you saw her face. Yes. She's from One American Network. So it's a serious network. And she says this: just saw for myself a behind-the-scenes look at the Hunter Biden hard drive. Mm. Drugs, underage obsessions, power deals. Druggy Hunter makes Anthony Weiner's down-under selfie addiction look normal. Yeah. Biden crime family has a lot of apologizing to do. So does Big Tech at One America Networks. She said she has had a behind-the-scenes look, and she said, Alexander, drugs, underage obsessions, power deals.
Yes, and Giuliani was confirming that. I mean, he was talking in a way that seemed to me to confirm the contents of that email. There is another factor that the FBI agent, who apparently was given at least one of these laptops, perhaps all of them, and who has signed off on them, is a man called Joshua Wilson. And apparently there is an FBI official, senior FBI official, called Joshua Wilson, who is the senior FBI investigator who deals in cases involving, and I'm going to again use those words, but I'm doing this for legal reasons now, because there could very well be a criminal investigation. I suspect there is actually an ongoing criminal investigation about underage obsessions. And, you know, this apparently is there on this hard drive. Now, go back a little. We did a video a few weeks ago, I think about 10 days ago. You can find it on YouTube, in which we discussed a Senate Judiciary Committee report. In that report, there was an extraordinary reference to the fact that Hunter Biden has had relationships with Russian and Ukrainian women and has paid them thousands of dollars, and that some of the money from those women has been returned, has gone to Russia and Ukraine, and that then there was a comment in quotation marks to people in Russia, the money had gone to people in Russia and Ukraine, and the comment in quotation marks said to people who looked as if they might be involved in a human trafficking ring. Now, we were wondering where that quotation came from. And I'm going to say this straightforwardly. If we look at the fact that this information passed is in a computer, which is in the possession of the FBI, then I have to say that it looks to me that that quotation comes from some kind of a report that has been circulating within the FBI or which has been produced by the FBI. So I think perhaps that is potentially the most incendiary revelation of all. Now, I will finish by saying this. I think that Alex's point about somebody who is heavily on drugs, coming along, leaving computers, forgetting to collect them, perhaps forgetting that he even had those computers, is, I should make it very clear, I've never in my life been involved with any kind of substances or anything of that kind, but I have known people who have been, and of course I was familiar with people like that as part of my work, and that Alex is absolutely right, that is exactly the kind of thing that can happen. It doesn't surprise me at all. It is entirely plausible. I say this because I've been reading in some places, even conservative sites have been saying, you know, that there's something slightly strange about the way in which these laptops appeared, and sort of implying that there's some mystery here. I don't think there is any mystery here at all. I think this is completely straightforward. It is the kind of thing that people who are addicted to substances, to all kinds of strange substances, do. And I've seen film and pictures of Hunter Biden. I've seen interviews with him, and my overwhelming impression of him, I'm going to say this straightforwardly, was that he was completely spaced out. So there we are. So none of that surprises me in any way. I don't think there's any mystery. I don't think there's anything strange. I don't think there's anything remarkable about this. The whole thing makes complete sense to anybody who is familiar with the background of all of this. I mean, it is really quite extraordinary material. And it does not surprise me at all that the Bidens are doing everything they can to try and prevent it being published and circulated. And I think it is extremely worrying and deeply alarming that the social media giants have been trying to suppress this story, and the media has been trying to suppress this story, so that many people, I know in the United States a lot of people know about it, but outside the United States it's barely known about. People who don't read American websites, American, go on to American television, are in Europe, simply don't know about any of this at all. So that is disturbing in itself. Equally disturbing is that the FBI has been in possession of this material for the better half of a year, the better part of a year, that it obtained possession of this material at the time that a impeachment process, which touched on these allegations against the Bidens, was cranking up, and it has remained completely silent about them. There's been no hint from the FBI that it is taking any serious action about this at all. It seems to have sat on this evidence, even though there is clear evidence here of possible criminal actions. What sort of criminal actions? Well, Joe Biden was an elected official. He was president of the United States. If he was receiving money, there have to be issues there. I mean, probably the emoluments clauses, not just the one in the Constitution. There are many of them. And rules probably apply. After all, what was Paul Manafort sent to prison for? I mean, there's that. But of course, if the talk about an underage obsession is, means what I'm sure we all think it means, then there are obviously criminal actions there too. And also, there must be questions about the drugs use also. So the fact that the FBI has kept all this secret, has hidden it, has apparently not investigated it, even though it looks as if there are internal reports within the FBI that talk about human trafficking rings, which have reached the Senate Judiciary Committee, that is really remarkable.
Yeah. All right. The big tech story. Yeah, we've been warned because we are over the target on this story. We've been over the target on this story for a good while now, and we've been warned by big tech. So
yes,
that's a big story in and of itself. And a lot of people say that's the big story. That's the big story. No, even that's a huge story that has affected us personally.
Yeah,
I disagree. That is not the big story. No. It's a huge story, and it. And I would say from a personal level and a business level, this has affected us in a big way. But this is not the big story. This is much bigger than us. This is about the United States of America. It's much bigger than us.
Yes.
A couple of things, Alexander. The fact that he was probably high, that would be my guess, that he was high when he was doing all this stuff with the laptops and he brought them to the repairman, makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Couple that with the fact that you're dealing with a very wealthy individual, and you mentioned the numbers that were passing through his hands. It wouldn't be odd at all for him to have been high and flippant and not care, takes the laptops in there, and he says, you know what, I don't want to wait a day or two or three for my new MacBook. I'm just going to go buy them. To him, a notebook to him, or 10 notebooks to him, is probably like a cup of coffee to us. So it wouldn't be a surprise if he went to the Apple store and just bought
it. Less than a cup of coffee. I mean, he wouldn't even notice it. I mean, nothing. I mean, it's when we're talking about these kinds of figures, I mean, it would probably be more trouble. He would say to himself, more trouble than it's worth for me to go to this place and collect them. If he even remembered about it, because your memory gets very distorted, as I have seen, as I said, with people like this that I've had dealings with. I mean, they have no real grasp of events like this. They may remember, you know, the important things, like, you know, their financial operations. But by the way, can I just say something that Giuliani was touching on, possible RICO defenses, but we'll leave that to another day. But I mean, collecting MacBooks and things like that's the last thing you're thinking about. There's nothing surprising there.
Yeah, and that goes up to my next point. A lot of people are, some people are bashing the New York Post, saying, oh, it's not correct to have shown those pictures with him with a crack pipe and him sitting in a tub smoking or looking like he's high. I disagree with that. And I'll say why. The New York Post actually saw a video with, I believe her name is Miranda Devine, who was heading up this investigation. And she said, we put those photos up there to make our point that this guy should not be anywhere near the halls of power.
Absolutely.
He can't be responsible. He obviously doesn't have any type of understanding of the information that he has and the responsibility that he has being the son of Joe Biden. He's a complete mess. And the other point that she brought up, it would be literally impossible for any company in the world to want this guy to sit on their board. literally impossible to have this guy sit on the board of any company. I don't care if it's a, I don't care if it's our company. You would never put this guy anywhere near your board of directors. And that's the point that she was making with those photos. And I agree with that, you know.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. I mean, can I just say, I have to say, I find that criticism of the New York Post completely wrong and almost ridiculous. At the end of the day, Hunter Biden has made himself a person, a public person. He traveled to China on Air Force Two. He traded on the fact that he was the vice president's son. This is absolutely in the public interest that, that the United States, the people of the United States, should know what kind of person he is and what kind of issues he has. Absolutely. I mean, I say that without any hesitation. I think that let's be straightforward.
He's a public person and a powerful person.
And a very, very powerful person. I mean, if these figures that Giuliani was throwing around are true, and I have no reason to disbelieve them. I'm sure they are true. But if they are true, then, I mean, it is absolutely in the public interest that the American people know about this, because he is a very powerful person, a person who is able to carry out those kind of undertakings, and who gets close to someone who's been identified as a Chinese intelligence agent. And, you know, the possibilities for extortion here are, you know, legion. Absolutely, we need to know what sort of a person he is. I think the New York Post acted entirely in the public interest.
Yeah. Okay. So before I get to the Russian part, so we can debunk the Russian stupidity of this, I have one question for you, and it came to me as I was listening to you.
Yeah.
The Democrats know this, and we've said it many times. Everyone knew what Joe Biden, Hunter Biden was up to. For God's sakes, we have Joe Biden in a video telling us what he was doing in Ukraine. We have it on video, and we've documented it many times, what was going on, the Krisha, the pay for protection, all of it. And we have it on video. We have him on video. But everyone knew this. Everyone knew who Hunter Biden was. Everyone knew the problems Hunter Biden had. Everyone knew that he was traveling on Air Force Two. He was cutting deals. He was making money. Christopher Hines, Devin Archer, who's now going to prison for ripping off Native Americans in a different scheme. Everybody knew what these guys were up to. What does it tell you that the Democrats and the DNC and the Nancy Pelosi's and the John Kerry's and the Barack Obama's knew what Hunter Biden was doing, knew that he could possibly be compromised by the government of China, knew that most likely Russians have all this information on him, because I'm without a shadow of a doubt what he was doing in Ukraine is now on file in the Kremlin as well. They know everything that he was up to. And yet they still want this guy to be president of the United States. That means they have zero love for their country, zero love for their country, to try to get this guy over the finish line to be president, knowing that he has been 100% compromised, 100% compromised by God knows how many governments. One of two things: they have zero love of their country, or another thing came to mind. They know that they can get Hunter Biden out right away, and they could put Kamala Harris in, who they can say, well, she's not compromised. This guy is, but we're going to do a switcheroo, and she's going to be the president. So don't worry about any compromise now.
Well, I agree with both, because I don't think they're in contradiction to each other. The fact of the matter is, even if your ultimate plan is to put Joe Biden in so that you can leverage him out and put Kamala Harris in his place, the very fact that you are trying to make the president of the United States, even if he's only president for a day, a Joe Biden, who is a person, such a deeply compromised person, can only mean that you do not feel any profound loyalty or love or patriotism to your country. I mean, or the whole Joe Biden thing, it is completely extraordinary. It is simply off the scale. And the fact that the Democrats, the fact that, you know, big tech, the fact that, dare I say, the FBI, the fact that the media are all colluding in suppressing this information about this person. It is deeply disturbing about the feelings these people have towards their own country. Can I just say, there was a discussion over this program, this Giuliani video. I mean, inevitably, somebody brought up the subject of Watergate. And I mean, the people always bring up the subject of Watergate. You remember Watergate? It was a sort of shabby, silly, sordid burglary by a group of hired people that, you know, Richard Nixon's campaign was operating, that they tried to break into the Watergate building. And then Nixon lied about it. I mean, this is on a far bigger scale than any shabby burglary. I mean, this is corruption on a huge scale. And as for a cover-up, we see the cover-up happening in plain sight. It's like Richard Nixon in 1972 trying to wipe the Washington Post out so, you know, you couldn't read it anywhere across the United States. This is what this is all about. This is on a far bigger scale. And they're all doing it together. All of the intelligence agencies, the FBI, the Democrats, the media. Now, if that is not profoundly undemocratic, tell me what is. If that is not profoundly unpatriotic, tell me what is. Bearing in mind that the United States is supposed to be a democracy. It's supposed to be the great democracy, the great republic. How can you possibly call it a republic when this kind of thing happens? It's a crime exposed in plain sight and a cover-up carried out in plain sight. I say crime. Perhaps I should qualify that. Obviously, Hunter may have defences. Perhaps Joe has defences. Perhaps the RICO defences that Giuliani was talking about will apply. But, you know, certainly a prima facie crime or crimes on a gargantuan scale. Bribery, corruption, drugs. And as I said, what we will refer to as underage obsessions.
Yeah, you know, if Biden had any love for his country, he would resign. But
he would do so immediately. And he got into a confrontation with a journalist about it and got extremely angry and very nervous. He's very, very, very uneasy about this, I can see. And he should not be in this situation. He is already a deeply tainted and compromised man. He is completely unfit to be president of the United States.
Yeah, for the love of God. For the love of God, someone in the Democratic Party, someone in the DNC has to pull this guy. I don't care. Put Kamala, put Hillary Clinton in there, for God's sakes, who's just as corrupt. But for God's sakes, this guy cannot go on any further. I have got one final question for you to analyze, and that's debunking Russia. This whole Russia thing, I'll read you some tweets from Byron York, who cites Adam Schiff, and from Chris Murphy. He was that senator that said, now that Trump has the coronavirus, that Putin's going to be his surrogate. He's that crazy guy. Yeah. So that's Chris Murphy's tweet. So I'll read you that. And I'll also read you, I mentioned the person that has flipped on Hunter Biden. The title from Zero Hedge says, Hunter Biden business associate flips from prison, releases emails detailing China influence peddling operation. Real quick, Alexander, the emails given to investigative journalist Peter Schweitzer. He's the person of Clinton fame who busted the Clinton thing wide open by former Biden associate Bevin Cooney, and published by Breitbart, also reveals that in 2011, the younger Biden and his business associates strengthened relations with China Inc. as part of a new push on soft diplomacy for the Chinese. Breitbart and Peter Schweitzer, who's a great writer and journalist, investigative reporter, from what I understand, he's got it all documented. This has nothing to do with the laptop either, so it's all corroborated. Finally, here is the tweet from Byron York. And Byron York, the title of this article from Zero Hedge says, full story behind Hunter Biden's laptop debunks latest Russia conspiracy theory. From Byron York, on CNN, Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says, New York Post, Hunter Biden's story comes from the Kremlin. That's a quote. Anchor seems to agree. would be more persuasive if they provided evidence that one, story is false, and two, it comes from the Kremlin. So that's Byron York. From Chris Murphy, he says, Joe Biden and all of us should be furious that media outlets are spreading what is very likely Russian propaganda. Number one, I've seen the intel. The mainstreaming of misinformation is Russia's 2020 goal. Here's what we know and why we can't take it lying down. Number two, Russia knew it had to play a different game than 2016. So it built an operation to cull virulently pro-Trump Americans as pseudo assets, so blind in their allegiance to Trump that they'll willingly launder Kremlin-constructed anti-Biden propaganda. Giuliani was a key target. And finally, Alexander, this one is very sarcastic but well said. It's from this guy named Eddie Zipperer, blue check mark. It says this, the Hunter Biden emails were fabricated by the same Russian operative who beat up Jesse Smollett, wrote homophobic slurs on Joy Reid's blog, and hacked Steve Scully. Great comment by this guy. So what do you make of Chris Murphy's tweet is nuts.
Absolutely. It's completely deranged. I mean, it is completely, complete lunacy. I mean, can I just say straightforwardly, I mean, it's not Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy Giuliani has been involved in this affair. He's Donald Trump's lawyer. He's obtained this information. He was somebody who, at the time of the impeachment, was obviously a lot in the public news. It's entirely plausible that the computer repairman in Delaware would want to get in touch with Bannon and with him. So let us not, and by the way, there's nonsense about Giuliani, who is a conservative, right-wing, deeply patriotic Republican, a man who played a big role in 9/11, who was mayor of New York, who was an outstanding U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, that he's some kind of Kremlin stooge or puppet. It insults the intelligence to talk in this way. And the fact that, Adam Schiff and Murphy and all those people are regurgitating all this babble shows how much contempt for the American people they really have. Anyway, put all that aside, look at the facts, because this is what this is all intended to do. It's not credible, it's not plausible, it's ridiculous to say this. You can't argue that a computer repairman in Delaware is a Kremlin agent. And Hunter Biden himself was the person who delivered these laptops to him. And his own lawyer tried to retrieve them. So all that is nonsense. Let's put that all aside. Let's concentrate instead on the information that is contained in these laptops. And let us not be deluded or fooled or thrown off the trail by these nonsensical and absurd stories that these deranged people, Schiff and Murphy, are peddling.
And they don't say anything. Chris Murphy's tweet doesn't say about just disputing this at all. It just says all kinds of just babble.
It's babble. And I mean, again, Giuliani made the point, which, by the way, we made in previous programs, that in fact the Bidens are not disputing the authenticity of these emails. So since they're not disputing it, nor should we. There's no grounds to.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, and we'll close it out here, and you can comment as well. There's no doubt. I said it earlier. China has this information. There's no doubt that Russia has it via Ukraine. No doubt.
Of course they do. And can I just also add, because the Russians and the Chinese are known to exchange intelligence information, you can be absolutely sure that the Russians and the Chinese, who, follow the US elections and US politics very, very, very carefully, are now exchanging this information with each other. You know, there was Putin gave a very interesting interview the other day. Some of it was obviously very tongue-in-cheek. I got the distinct impression that he's actually looking forward to a Biden presidency, because he knows perfectly well that he's got all this material. I mean, we went all that nonsense, you remember, about, Donald Trump, that the Russians are in a position to blackmail Donald Trump because of, the golden showers and Moscow hotels, which was completely not true. The Russians have nothing on Donald Trump. They have piles on Joe Biden. And the Chinese, who are, of course, far more of an adversary to the US, a far more significant adversary of the US than Russia has ever been, they got piles more. I mean, it's just think of that.
And they're as a trying you know, to get them in.
They're trying to get it. I mean, this is, you know, last time in 2016, I don't think the Russians or the Chinese particularly cared whether it was Clinton or Trump. I think this time there's a question at all who they'd like to prefer to see. They definitely prefer to see Biden. I mean, goodness knows what they can come up with, far more than anything that we can probably imagine, because we only know what is, or we will only know what is on this laptop. There's probably lots of other things.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. Alexander, my God, for the love of God, I hope that half of America that's, you know, voting against Trump, they're not voting for Biden, against Trump, they just snap out of it, because you cannot have this guy in the White House.
I mean, really, you just cannot. Absolutely so. I mean, I'm going to just make one quick comment. I mean, I've been reading reports about this, and apparently people who travel around the country, the United States, say that the mood is very different from the way the media is reporting it. The media people are not out there. They're not, because of the restrictions, they're not able to speak to people, talk to people, visit people, listen to what people are saying. And that if you do that, well, the mood is very different. I hope that's true. We shall see.
All right. We'll leave it there. As I said, guys, subscribe to us here on Odyssey, BitChute, and Red Pill Videos. Go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merch. $4.99, a cup of coffee that you could probably drink in your magic mug. Subscribe to us on Subscribestar and Patreon. And we're going to set something up for PayPal and regular credit card as well. And we're going to put out all kinds of good content. Trust us, for everybody. And you help us fight the big tech, and that's what we want to do. We want to speak freely, and we want to stick around and deliver news to you guys. So it really helps out.
Speak freely, say it as it is. We never say things that we can't source, that are unfounded. We don't engage in we're not into fake news, and we absolutely don't break the law. So there is no justification for restricting what we say, and we are very happy to be able to speak freely and say what we think.
And of course, Discord. Go to our Discord server. It's awesome. Great place to chat and be in touch. And this is my USA mug.
And this is mine.
All right. We'll leave it there.